Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Maulana, to you and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, on this beautiful Sunday morning. Through Allah's mercy and grace, we are in the month of Rabi al-Awwal, in the month where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, came into this world, the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also his demise from this world in this month. Alhamdulillah, through the fazl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we continue with our program, Bilad al-Muslimin, the land of the Muslims. We have been dealing with the country known as Bosnia and Herzegovina. It is the only Muslim majority state in Europe. And its history, we have dealt with the Srebrenica massacre, where more than 20,000 people were killed. The officials figures show that it was 8,000 people who were murdered within 3 days in 1992. Alhamdulillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Jazallah anna Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima wa alahu. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we're going to deal with the partition of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia and Herzegovina was one of the six federal states that were designated as socialist republics of a country once known as Yugoslavia. Its breakup came about in 1991 after the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989. The name Yugoslavia meant the land of the Southern Slavs. Ethnically and by race, all the units were inhabited by a single race. They were homogeneous, that is, the Slavs. However, the divisions of cultural and religious nationalities exposed the deep schisms of conscious separation of the people in the country. The six nationalities that made up this land were the Bosnian Muslims, the Croats, the Macedonians, the Montenegrins, the Serbs, and the Slovenes. The fall of the Soviet Union in 1989 saw the many satellite states of the former communist bloc in Eastern Europe declare their independence as autonomous states. Yugoslavia broke up into six constituent federal units, but the Serb leader, Slobodan Milosevic, claimed all the territory in the other units where Serbs were resettled to form part of the dream of the Greater Serbia, as we find in the quest for Greater Israel in Palestine, which is being depicted in the massacre and the genocide and the Holocaust that is being carried out in Gaza and the West Bank. Especially Britain, France, and the United States of America opposed the emergence of a Bosnia and Herzegovina as a majority Muslim state in Europe at the highest levels of the international community. The Bosnia and Herzegovina that emerged is a Balkanized state deprived of its territory. Its total area of land comprises of about 51,000 square kilometers. Of this land, 49% was allocated to the other member of the new federation second unit, known as the Republika Srpska, or RS. This republic is contiguous with the state of Serbia and Montenegro. In simple terms, the Serbs and the international community, under the leadership of President Clinton that time, of the United States of America, at the Dayton Accords that were signed in Paris, France, in December 1995, confiscated land that was to have been administered by Bosnia and Herzegovina, comprising of some 25,000 square kilometers. Bosnia, the Bosnian Croat entity of the Federation, has the remaining 26,000 kilometers. But this too is shared with the Croats residing in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Of the 789 kilometers of coastline along the Adriatic Sea that served the former Yugoslavia, Bosnia and Herzegovina was allocated a coastline of 20 kilometers, and the remaining coastline is under the jurisdiction of Croatia. At the signing of the Dayton Accords on the 21st of December 1995 in Dayton, Ohio, the three parties, that is, agreed to a peace agreement bringing an end to the three-year genocide of the Muslims. The final agreement was signed in Paris, France on 14 December 1995. To oversee the implementation of the agreement, the following decisions were taken. The implementation of the civilian aspects of the agreement was to be overseen by the Office of the High Representative, the OHR. A NATO-led international peacekeeping force was deployed to oversee, implement, and monitor the military details of the agreement. Some 60,000 troops were deployed in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This force was replaced by a smaller force also led by NATO. It was designated the Stabilization Force to prevent renewed hostilities. During December 2004, European Union peacekeeping forces replaced the Stabilization Force, its mission to maintain peace and stability throughout the whole country. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a federal democratic republic consisting of the Bosnia-Croat Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the Bosnian-Serb-led Republika Srpska, an internationally supervised district called Pličko, situated in the north-eastern Bosnia and Herzegovina. It is an administrative unit under the sovereignty of Bosnia and Herzegovina. The presidency of the three, made up of three members, a Bosniak, a Croat, and a Serb. The three members are elected by popular vote for a four-year term. The member with the most votes becomes the chairperson of the presidency, unless the candidate was an incumbent to the leadership at the time of the election. The chairmanship of the presidency rotates every 8 months. The cabinet is represented by the Council of Ministers, whose chairman is appointed by the presidency and approved by the National House of Representatives. The chairman then nominates this Council of Ministers, which also have to the approval, have to have the approval of the House of Representatives. What is the legislature made of? The legislature is bicameral, that is, it has two chambers, and is known as the Skupština. It is made up of the House of Representatives, which is made up of 42 representatives who are proportionally allocated 28 seats to the Federation of Bosnia and Herzegovina, and 14 seats to the Republika Srpska. The members of the HOR, that is the House of Representatives, are elected by popular vote for a four-year term. The second chamber is the House of Peoples, which has 15 seats, five each from the Bosnian, Croatian, or Serb communities. The federal state, out of House of Representatives of the Bosnian Croat Federation and the Republika Srpska National Assembly, elects these members. The Bosnian Croat Federation also has a bicameral legislature consisting of the House of Representatives, that is 98 seats. Its members are elected by popular vote and serve for a period of 4 years. In the House of Peoples with 60 seats, 30 Bosniaks and 30 Croats. The Republika Srpska also has two chambers. A National Assembly consisting of 83 seats. Its members are popularly elected and serve a term of 4 years. The other chamber of the Council of Peoples consisting of 28 members, each constituent nation. Others will have 8 delegates, and the remainder will be made up by the Serbs. Notwithstanding the establishment of the government institutions to ensure the implementation of the Dayton Peace Accords, the locus of power is concentrated in the office of the High Commissioner, appointed by the United Nations. The power he wields is extensive. Since the signing of the accord in 1995, there have been 4 representatives, the incumbent, Lord Paddy Ashdown, has held the position for the past 3 years, from mid-2002. He also holds the office of being the European Union Special Representative in Bosnia and Herzegovina. His competencies include the firing and hiring of public officials and imposing laws to maintain peace amongst the 3 warring factions. That is, he controls the internal affairs of the whole country. The centralization of various departments, such as customs, defense, and intelligence, has been resisted by the Serb component of the federation. The imposition of an overseer of the accord has promoted tensions between the politicians and the representatives, who believe that the democratic process is being undermined. The patronizing and autocratic style of the HOR, that is the High Representative, has relegated Bosnia and Herzegovina to being a client state of the European Union, and only elections in the future may bring about a truly democratic state within the federation with no outside interference. Whether this is possible is a matter of conjecture. The present High Representative is Miroslav Lajcak. His undue interference in the internal affairs had led to the resignation of the Prime Minister from his office. Now we want to discuss the life of Elijah Izetbegovic, who was the representative of the Bosnian Muslims at the time of the insurgency that was carried out in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Muslim leader during the genocide, ethnic cleansing, and partitioning of Bosnia and Herzegovina was Elijah Izetbegovic, the much-respected, loved, and dignified Dedo, that is the grandpa of the Muslims of the country. He was left to carry the burden of his countrymen as the Europeans, David Owen, and the American Cyrus Vance, envoys, abandoned their grand plans and sought refuge in the safety of their respective countries amid the onslaught of the genocide. He stayed on in Sarajevo, organizing and defending the Muslims. His offices were sandbagged and used as command headquarters for the defense of the rights of the Muslims of the country. Marhum Elijah Izetbegovic was born in Bosanski, Samaj, on the 8th of August 1925, in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The family moved to Sarajevo in 1928, where he pursued his elementary and secondary schooling. He graduated from high school in 1943 and studied agriculture for 3 years. As a young student, he witnessed the birth of Yugoslavia and already sensed the animosity of the new communist regime towards the Muslims. And at the age of 16 years in 1949, he joined the Young Muslims to promote and maintain the Islamic identity of the Muslims in the communist-led country. He was imprisoned by the authorities in 1946 and released 3 years later in 1949 for actively speaking out against the doctrines of communism. In 1956, he graduated from the University of Sarajevo with a degree in law. He practiced as a legal advisor and engaged himself in defending Muslims against the regime. Between 1983 and 1988, he was again imprisoned for campaigning against communist rule in Yugoslavia. With the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1989, he helped found the Party for Democratic Action in 1990 and was elected its president. In the elections held in 1990, Marhum Eliza Izetbegovic was elected president of Bosnia and Herzegovina. His unstinting moderate stance and willingness to accommodate the other ethnic groups made him a formidable adversary for the Croats and the Serbs. In the chaos of the genocide that followed, he was the only voice of reason, yet given the least support by the international community. After signing the Dayton Accords in 1995, he was elected chairman of the rotating presidency in 1996. Marhum was not only a political leader, but also a respected Islamic scholar and a prolific writer. He wrote the masterpiece, Islam Between the East and the West, while he was in prison in 1984. His other works were Islamic Declaration, which concerned with the problems of Islamic Renaissance. The other book he wrote was My Escape to Freedom, an Inescapable Questions. He renounced the presidency in 2000 and made way for the new leadership to take over the affairs of the Muslims in Bosnia and Herzegovina. He passed away on the 19th of October 2003 in Sarajevo at the age of 78. With his wife Afeda, they had three children, Sabina, Leila, and Bakir. Some of his quotes are, our goal is the Islamization of Muslims. Our method is to believe in one Allah and to struggle. Submission to God, thy name is Islam. Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, we want to now discuss a book that was written by a very prolific writer and well-known South African personality, Professor Habibul Haq Najmi. And he wrote this book, I think it's one of the few books from an Islamic perspective, entitled Bosnia and Herzegovina, Muslim State in the Balkan Peninsula. In one of the appendix, he quotes the Republic of Bosnia from the independence in March 6, 1992, to the formation of the Bosnian Croatian Federation, 1994. Muslims should not possess a state of their own. That is the Western strategy. No tyrant or aggressor in world history has ever escaped the divine chastisement. The people of Ad, the Thamud, and the pharaohs of the past, or Stalin and his kith and kin in recent history, all have been subjected to the divine dictates. The declaration of the demise of Soviet Empire and its memorial service initiated with the historic phrase, Soviet Russia exists no more, serves as an eloquent testimony to the truth of divine justice, and this will be also befalling the Zionist state and the Americans and those who are anti-Islam. The superpower of the world with all its nuclear muscle was dead, and so were the demise all its satellites, either in Eastern Europe or in the Balkan Peninsula. The Holy Quran reminds man frequently of the doom of the people of Ad, who perished along with their lofty pillars, the like of which was not created on earth. It also reminds us of the fate of the people of Thamud, who had built rocky skyscrapers in the valley. They were also all obliterated from the surface of the earth. Finally, the Quran refers to the dreadful end of Pharaoh, the Lord of Snakes. All of them were mischief makers and transgressors beyond bounds. Despite their might, they could not escape the vigilant eyes of their Lord, who watched them from the watchtower. The fate of Soviet Russia, the superpower of the world, the Lord of nuclear power, was no different from those of its preceding transgressors, namely the Ad and the Thamud. The dismemberment of Yugoslavia, a satellite of the Soviet Russia, led to the emancipation of three constituent states from the Federation, namely Bosnia and Herzegovina, Croatia and Macedonia. Bosnia, which declared its independence on March 6, 1992, was admitted to the United Nations as an independent state and was recognized by the European Union as such. The Serbian tanks rolled into Bosnia to conquer it. The Croats also joined the war in August 1993. Thus, the Serbian-Croat alliance furnished the deadliest threat to the existence and survival of the nascent Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which has been defending itself for 4 years. The infamous resolution, that is now Resolution 731, passed in April 1992 by the United Nations, imposing an arms embargo against the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina, deprived its only member of the right to self-defense. Theoretically, it was imposed on the all three constituents of the state of Yugoslavia, but the landlocked Bosnia was worse hit. Arms and economic aid remained streaming to the territories of the Allies, namely the Serbians, the Serbs and the Croats, the beneficiaries of the war, supported, aided and helped by the Western powers and its agencies such as the UN, NATO, the EU and the United States of America, that wanted to exterminate the Muslims from the lands of Europe. In order to legitimize the war, several phrases were coined, such as the civil war, ethnic cleansing, the Bosnian Serbs, the Bosnian Croats. The deceptive phrases were amplified both by the Western powers and the media, forgetting to name the Muslims as participants and being as to the land of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They did not use the real name of the independent country as the Republic of Bosnia and Herzegovina. They used the term Muslim-led government of Bosnia instead. The purpose may have been to inflame the passion of the Christian world in favor of Catholic Croatia and Serbia. Rounds of negotiations continued, but all the imposed solutions failed. The latest threat given by the European powers to the Bosnian government was either to surrender or perish. The offer was rejected by the government with contempt. They preferred death to surrender, which irritated the Western powers most. And the same thing is happening in Palestine. The deceptive plans for the self-liquidation of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Without going into details of the plans, a cursory glance could be cast on them in order to evaluate the tragedy. Numerous conferences had been held in Lisbon, Geneva, London, Frankfurt, and Washington. All of them imposed their dictates on Bosnia and Herzegovina, but they failed. The most infamous among them were the von Owen and the von Stoltenberg plans of cantonization of Bosnia. The EU plan of December 1993 and the Kuala Lumpur plan of February 1994 also did not work. The Bosnian-Croatian Federation plan was also based on cantonization principles. It has been accepted by the parties, yet to be finalized and ratified by the parliaments. The previous plans allocated arbitrary territories to the parties. The formula of the allocation of lands also failed. The Vance-Owen plan allocated 45% territories to the Serbs, 28% to the Muslims, and 27% to the Croats. The Stoltenberg plan increased the Serbian share. The Serbs were allocated 54% of the territories, while the Muslims were given only 30%. The European Union, in its plan of 1993, divided Bosnia into three republics and allocated a third of the territories to the Muslims, who constituted 48% of the population. The Serbs, who constituted only 31% of the population, were allocated 50.2% of the territory, while the Croats were given 17.5%. The EU suggested to put Sarajevo and Mostar under the joint administration of the UN and the EU for about 2 years. It proposed to open the Tuzla airport, which was under control of the Bosnia, Republic of Bosnia. It's also recommended that Bosnia must have access to the sea, namely the Adriatic coast. The plan was accepted by the Bosnian government, but was rejected by both Croatia and Serbia. They accepted it later on reluctantly. The Bosnian government did not want mere access to the sea, but it also claims sovereignty over the coastline corridors leading to the sea, the port of Krakow or the Sava River, including the town of Krakow, and the railway line and the roads from Bosnia to Krakow were also claimed by Bosnia. It did not want the access either to the Adriatic Sea or to the Sava River, like a lease grant to be cancelled at any time by its sovereign holders. Well, now we have come to the end of our program. We trust that you and the listeners have a wonderful week ahead. Allah Ta'ala accept the Mujahideen of Gaza and give success to the flotilla of over 50 ships that is sailing from various destinations to break the siege of Gaza. Allah Ta'ala give them success either way, that the world is now taking a conscious view of who are the real terrorists in the fight for the Middle East. To you and the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, once again, the voice of the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.